You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about the magic, the secret, the power, the ability for Disney to continuously provide an amazing customer experience day in and day out when you go to their parks. Now, they have multiple parks here in the U.S. and across the world, actually. I have not been to all of them, but I have been to Disneyland and I have been to Disney World. And I'm going to tell you about my most recent experience here in just a second. But before we dive too far into that, I just want to say what's up. Welcome back. Make sure that you guys are dialed in and subscribed here on Spotify or on Google or on Apple, wherever you're listening to this podcast. We are really grateful for all the listeners. They have just really peaked here recently, and we're just so appreciative of all of you. You guys are a part of the Fresh Force. Also on Facebook, we have a group specifically for just for you. And in that group, we share tips and secrets on how to run your service plumbing business. This stuff is applicable to service plumbing, but it's also applicable to other service industries as well. So we have a lot of followers from a lot of industries. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad that you guys are here. Also, we have a crazy mastermind event coming up here real soon. This is for our clients only. This is a special invitation. It's a free event we do 3 times a year for all of our clients. This is, again, specifically for service plumbing owners. And so if you want more information about our program, don't hesitate to reach out because we can help you do specifically the things we're going to talk about today that Disney does so well. Now, you can have your own personal opinion about Disney as a company, but we can all agree on this. When you go to their parks, when you go to their product, they do a great job of making you feel like you're in their world. They absolutely make you feel like you're in their world, whether it be from something as simple as the entrance to the parking lot, one of their resorts off the property, or it be actually inside of one of the theme parks, one of their amusement parks. This is an exciting experience for people when they go because they are totally engulfed in the world that is Disney. Now, they have different themes. In fact, inside of certain parks, they have themes within the parks. So meaning they have an entire property, an entire world, as they would call it, dedicated to Disney. But then they have seven different theme parks down there. 2 are water parks, 4 are actual amusement themed out parks, and 1's a shopping district and restaurant district called Disney Springs. But they have these 7 different areas, if you will, within the one world. Now, it's all Disney. But when you go to the Animal Kingdom, it's more basically this zoo that's on steroids. It's this big zoo that they have. And they have tons of ways to interact with that. And interwoven in that is some of the Disney themes and rides like Avatar and some other things like that. Then you can move over to Epcot. Epcot is more about the world and experiencing all the different worlds. And they've got some rides like the one that shoots you off into the field, makes you feel like you're shooting off into the moon. They've got the test tracker, fast tracker, the race car one where basically they're testing out a vehicle and it's being built and on this racetrack and you're on it. And then boom, you drive real fast on it. They've got these different themes that fit within the bigger theme of where you're at. And then you can move out into the outer experiences of the restaurants and all the different shows that they provide specific to that country that you're in, and you move from country to country as you walk around that park. Then you can go out to Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is centered around the idea of making movies and the thrill that is Hollywood, and they've got all these rides and experiences. They've got an Indiana stunt show that's absolutely spectacular. It really shows you the power that you can make a movie and really create an experience for somebody. Because let me tell you something, when I saw that, it just really clicked a lot of things in business that we really desire to do inside of our own business. Look, we're all out here to plumb. I get that. Service plumbing, that's the industry. That's the main thing. But at the same time, our customer has to have an experience while we do that. So we can learn so much from this. And then you move on over to the Magic Kingdom. That's the original, right? That's the replica of the original Disneyland out in Southern California. This Magic Kingdom is in Florida, part of the Disney World parks there. And it is, I mean, it's pretty close. There's a few things that are a little different here and there, but it's pretty close. And they do a great job with that, even replicating the rides. But the one thing that really sticks out to me when you go on these rides, when you go on these adventures, if you will, they're more than just a ride, is that, and I've been to a lot of places like Cedar Point and Magic Mountain and Kings Island and Busch Gardens. I've been all over the country, all these different theme parks. I love roller coasters. I'm terrified of the climb, but I love the actual roller coaster ride. And as I've gotten older, maybe the scare of the climb has maybe kept me off of a few of them now. But at the same time, I've definitely had my share of rides, and I've definitely enjoyed them. And when I go on a Disneyland ride, it's different. When I go on a Disney World ride, it's different. When I go on a Disney ride, it's different. When I'm on another ride, I can see the other rides. I can see the rest of the park. I can see the parking lot, see the trash cans, see people, see everything. When I go on a Disneyland ride, I'm in that ride's world. The rest of the world's gone. It's amazing how they do this. In fact, I walked away. This is something you can write down if you're taking any notes today. This is something you can absolutely write down, a key element to business fundamentals for providing an amazing customer experience, for making yourself a service company, not just a company. The key takeaway is basically this. You can take a space. When you focus on the bottom line, you can take a space and you can try to get the most out of that space, meaning acquire, you know, squeeze it for the most amount of money that you can make out of it. That's one strategy. But Disney does a little bit different. They make the most out of each space. They take that space and they make the most of it. They utilize every square inch not to acquire another dollar, but to enhance the dollar that was already spent. Man, so much to be learned in that. So much wisdom in that. So much in that. And I hope you get that, because that's the separator. That's why they don't have rides that traditionally go upside down and do all the crazy stuff. They have a few here and there, but for the most part, they don't. And yet they're charging the most to get in their parks. They're charging the most to stay at their parks. They're charging them. They're making movies. They're doing all kinds of stuff. Okay. These other parks like Cedar Point arguably is one of the greatest thrill ride parks here in the U.S. And they got to keep putting in these crazy rides, ride after ride after ride, to keep the thrill up. But at the end of the day, it's not really that much of an experience other than the velocity of the ride. And that's great and that's fun, but you can get that at so many places. There's hundreds of those kinds of thrill parks. Cedar Point being the bigger of them all, maybe having the most variety of them all. I get all that. I get that. You can go there for a couple days and have fun, where other thrill parks, you go there for one day. Cedar Point actually owns a bunch of different parks. They own Knott's Berry Farm in California. They own Kings Island in Cincinnati area, Mason, Ohio. They own Cedar Point. And when you look at the other parks, you know, you can go there for a day and have fun. But when you go to Cedar Point, it's a couple days. Six Flags, same way. Magic Mountain, all these different ones. I think Great America or something like that up in the Chicago area. They're one-day adventures. Cedar Point is a two-day adventure, but still the park, the price is still, it's not even close. I can go for the whole summer for 89 bucks, something like that. Cedar Point, I can go for the whole season for like 200. Disney World's 1300 bucks for the Incredipass. I know, because we just bought 8 for the family, and it's crazy expensive. But we bought them. We bought them because they're worth it. The experience is unbelievable. Okay, they make the most. They make the most out of each space. They make the most out of everything. Think about your vans. Think about your vehicles. Think about your shop. You know, think about what your customer sees when your employees show up. And if you're one of those employees, you know, if you're one of those service plumbers, what's the customer seeing when you show up? Is that affecting their ability to take you serious? Is that affecting their ability to take your advice? Is that affecting their ability to consider spending $18,000 with you? Okay, because I would not give $1,300 to Magic Mountain. I would not give $1,300 to Cedar Point. They're awesome. They're not Disney. Now, look, here's another thing that was mentioned. I think this is crucial, too. When you talk about the separator between them all, here's the other piece of information that's just mind-blowing. It says, so there's an article it's written, and it talks about how does an organization like Disney do it? You know, how do they energize and strengthen their service culture? How do they constantly bring that high level of service? And when I was there, it was unbelievable. We came out of a restaurant. Me and my wife just got done eating. And when we came out, we noticed Donald Duck and Daisy, they were having a little picnic on the lawn there. And it was cool. And the two employees were there and we were talking to them. And I was like, man, how old are the people that are doing this? And she said, well, I think Donald's 89 years old. I'm like, no, like how old are the, and she's like, yeah, I think he's around 80 something. I can't remember exactly. And just held that truth there the whole time. And I thought, man, that's culture. She didn't break character. No one broke character. Everyone stayed true to the story. It's special. It's magical. It's what gets people to want to come back. It's what gets people to want to spend their money with it. This is what I learned. Another thing that I learned too is that everything's random there, but it's not so random, meaning they take the time to intertwine things. Now, here's what the article wrote that they said about how do they energize it. They said one of the many strategies this company employs is a continual up the ante on the Disney guest experience. It isn't simply about Disney customer service training. Rather, service cultures of Disney strength and vibrancy are formed and sustained through deliberate processes and expectations that are woven into the fabric of the organization. That's a mouthful, but here's the bottom line. It is very clear to the employees what the process is and what the expectation is clear. See, in our program with our clients that are getting all of these processes taught to them, one of the things that we talk about is that what we teach is not something we created. It's something we documented from something I've personally done. So therefore, when you apply these things, it's interwoven into everything. There is no like, do this and then do that. It all kind of like blends together. It's mixed together because it's interwoven in the fabric of all things. And it all comes back to one simple thought, one simple motive, and that's to serve. So when they talk about this, they say, look, we just constantly up the ante on moving the bar higher on the customer experience. When people come to Disney, we want the experience to get better and better and better, not worse and worse and worse. And therefore, we're going to constantly innovate and improve on what we do to provide that, to beat ourselves. We're not in competition with anyone else. We're in competition with ourselves. We're going to constantly get better. We talk about that inside the program, progress over perfection. There's the reality of who you are right now. There's the reality of what you want to become. And then there's that transition story. There's that journey. That's honestly the bigger part of your life, if not all of your life, is that journey, is that transition. Got to be intentional. Got to know where you're going. Got to know where you want to go. Look, if you need help with that, reach out to us. That's what we do. We literally have all the processes dialed in to teach you exact prize book, scheduling, converting, how to run the call, how to even run your organization, how to pay every single aspect of your service plumbing company, how to market, how to do it all. We teach it all. And we see companies explode. One company just reported a 10 times growth over the last couple of years. That's crazy to me. I love it. I'm so excited for them. So many other companies too reporting these big numbers, 4 times growth. And we see instant results within a month or two. I mean, like quick. We don't have contracts. We don't have any commitments. We don't have any of that crap. We don't lock you into nothing. Our commitment to you is we'll provide constant value. And if we don't, then quit. Don't do it no more. Okay, that's what we offer. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. You can email us. Or you can go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and just fill out one of the contact forms. Okay, there's several ways you can text us. You can text or call directly, 317-605-2284. 317-605-2284. You can talk to our growth strategy coach, Mary. She'll hook it up. Mary's my sister. She'll tell you all the secrets about me when I was a kid. It's pretty awesome. Not really. She picked on me. All right, so let's move on. Here's the thing. When we look at a company like Disney, we often go, well, that's, you know, they're Disney, they're big. But they started with one person, one dream. I watched the whole entire story when I was there. It's crazy awesome. You should check it out. There's a lot of things we can learn from people who have gone before us. You know, some movies I recommend are The Founder, Social Network, and then go to Disney World and watch the story about one man, one dream, Walt Disney. Look up Walt Disney and his story. Man, it rung true to me something so powerful, and that is this, that you need to, in order to build something like that, in order to have something like that, it does not happen overnight. Okay, there's a lot of failures that finally lead to that success. And with that is a lot of time and endurance and sweat and tears, risks, failures, 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 failures. They did not repeat that. They did not rewind that. That was me saying that 5 times, 6 times in a row, because that's the bigger part of the story. But it's endurance and perseverance. If you look at the story of the founder and Ray Kroc, you hear perseverance. You have to push on. There's a statement that was made by Elon Musk, and it's arguable about who originally said it, Tony Robbins. I don't know. I think it was Elon Musk. But he said that people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but they underestimate what they can do in 10. Powerful statement. Because when you look at it more like a journey, and you look at it more like a marathon, and you look at it more like an endurance thing, your expectations get more realistic, and your grind gets a little bit more resolved. It's not so hard to push through. When you look at it like a sprint, man, that immediate result, that instant gratification, man, I've been there. That's who I was most of my life. Like, it doesn't work. It's just letdown after letdown after letdown and constant confusion and constant wonder. Why am I even doing what I'm doing? But if you're tired of feeling like that, you got to stop looking at it like that. It's a long journey. Okay, I tell owners all the time inside the program, you're going to make 100, you're going to make 200, you're going to make 500 hires. By the time you really, really look back and look at this thing, you're going to make a ton of hires. Stop thinking that this one's the one. Not one person's going to make or break anything. You, them, no one. It takes a team. It takes a full culture of everybody working together. Left hand, right hand, right foot, left foot. All of us working together, meaning all parts of the body working together. Everyone's got a different role. Everyone's got a different gift. Everyone's got a different place for themselves on the bus, so to speak. The more you think it's about one person, the more you think it's about yourself, too. I've noticed that pattern. So look, Walt knew he couldn't do it alone. In fact, one of the breakthrough moments he had was when his team started to believe. Man, it's a good feeling. The only way that happens is with consistent, constant delivery. Clear delivery. clear processes, clear expectations, understanding exactly where we're going, understanding exactly where we're trying to go, understanding exactly what we're trying to accomplish, and more importantly, why. Have that vision, have that mission statement, have that purpose, have that charted out. And don't do it alone. Get some help. Not us, get someone else. But you need to get some help. You need to get someone that's going to come alongside you and hold you accountable. Someone that's going to come alongside you and show you the way. Make sure it's someone that's done it before. I'm telling you right now, if you don't consider a company like Disney or a company like the old school McDonald's, the successful McDonald's before it went the direction it went, when you start looking at these past successes, we can learn so much from them. Okay? Process is crucial. There's not a thing that Disney does that wasn't on purpose. There's not a thing that McDonald's used to do that it wasn't on purpose. Everything that Mark Zuckerberg did to build Facebook was on purpose. Now, you can like or not like, but at the end of the day, they built what you're trying to build. And that's simply this, a culture that they wanted and a following of people who were willing to use whatever product or service they offered. That's what you're trying to build too. A culture that you want that will attract top talent, that will attract the right kind of people, that will attract good, solid, good-hearted people. And you want a community, a following of people who want to use your product or service. That's what you're trying to build. That's what you're trying to do. Okay, we can look to these other companies to learn. Hopefully this was beneficial to you. This experience I had at Disney World, the way that I look at things, every time I get around something like that, I am challenged to up my game and up the way that I look at service. Yeah, I'm never going to change my mind that service over sales is the way to go, and always be serving versus always be closing is absolutely the way to go. It's who we are. It's in our fabric, culture of who we are. But I'm definitely going to be challenged by other companies and how they do that. I love it. Going back. In fact, I'm going back. We got the season pass, so we're going back this weekend. We're going to be there. When you guys are listening to this, I'll probably be there. This will be released around the time that I'm there. All right, we love you guys. And as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.